Think a minute. Have you ever made a New Year's resolution to break a bad habit? You determined to finally make that needed change. But after just a few weeks, you're back to your same old habits. And you think to yourself, I know what I should have done, but I didn't do it. How many times have you felt that way? It's a struggle we all fight, every day. The constant battle between what we know we should do and what we actually do. Between our conscience and how we really live. Why can't we simply do what we know we should? It's even what we really want to do in our heart. Our problem? We have a power shortage in our lives. A shortage of willpower. We're like this couple whom I know. The husband and wife both are marriage counselors, but they've now divorced each other. They've counseled hundreds of other married couples, yet they themselves cannot work out their own marriage problems. They know all there is to know about a good marriage relationship, but they can't do it themselves and follow their own advice. We all know that honesty is the right, best policy. Yet corruption and dishonesty is everywhere. People know that loving and giving to others is the happiest, best way to live. Yet we still are proud, competitive, jealous, and even hurt the people we want to love. Fathers and mothers know they should be spending more time with their children and being a better example for them to follow. Yet they still don't do it. So is this just the way we humans are? Will we ever have the willpower to do what we know we should? You see, this is why Jesus Christ came, to connect us to the power of God, so we can finally have all the willpower we need to live up to our potential and live the way we know we should and were created to enjoy. Jesus came to forgive us so we could live in peace with a right relationship with our Maker. Knowledge isn't your problem. You know what you should do. It's power that you need. And Jesus has all the power you'll ever need for whatever you face. His empty grave shouts it loud and clear. He's got all the power, even over death. And His power is yours, if you'll ask Him, to forgive you and take control of every area of your life. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com. And join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.